Now, inside the hen house, was there a building where they could roost?
Yes.
What was it called?
Roosts.
Called a roost? Did you ever call it a COOP, a chicken coop?
No.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that? Coop?
Coop?
Yeah. But y'all wouldn't have used that word? Chicken coop.
You no, chicken coop was generally small, very small hen house.
Okay. Yours was much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing that you would, the thing in the hog lot where you would feed, put the feed for the hogs.
Trough.
Okay.
Trough.
And more than one would be,
Troughs.
Okay. Now I was wondering, there were some other containers that I was wondering about that you, that might have had on the farm. These are wooden containers. They were made out of wooden slats and usually had metal.
Barrel.
Okay. A barrel. Now, was there
or
a...
Kegs.
Okay.
Smaller, I'm sure, kegs.
All right, that's what
they
I wanted.
They were heavier. Kegs were generally heavy.
Okay. So kegs were smaller, though, than barrels.
That's real.
Okay. That's real helpful. Now...
That's the way I would consider it.
Okay. Well, you're that's the right. expert here.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you sure are, I tell you. Now, you what? Did you have anything you talked to when I was little? Let me go back. When I was little, I had to carry out to the hog lot. I had to carry
slop. Okay.
Is that what you called it? My grandparents always made me do that. Carry that slop bucket. That's what we called it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I want to ask you about some animals on the farm. A male cow would be called a what?
Bull.
Okay. Is that a word that they could use around women in the old days, or was it considered an offensive word?
No, I don't know. Some, I suppose some people hesitated. Some women objected to it, but generally on or in a ranch, why, they just talked it as it was.
Okay. I just wondered if you ever heard it called anything else.
No, I don't necessarily.
Okay.
Of course, if they're castrated, then you've got steered.
Okay. How did they castrate animals in the old days? Did they...
Just like they do nowadays,
I guess. Different. They're different processes, and that's why I wondered why, if there was a particular one.
I don't know. If they throw them and take a knife and go at it.
Okay. They do it with a knife, then. Okay.
As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, a female, if a bull is a male, a female is a...
Cow.
Okay. And a young one...
Yep. Is a heifer.
Heifer. Or would you ever call it a calf?
Yes, yeah, a younger one would.
And how would you pronounce that?
Calf.
Okay. Now, male sheep is called a what?
Buck.
Okay. Now, if he's been castrated, he'd be called a what?
Wether, I guess.
Okay.
And a never, as I said, I never owned any.
Okay. And a female sheep?
A ewe.
Okay. Well, you're pretty good at this, not to have owned any. know those names.
When my father was a boy, they had a herd.
Okay. Now, why did you have chickens? Did you use them for meat and for...
Market.
Okay. Did, I guess...
We sometimes raise them for market.
Okay. Did you ever raise them for their...
Eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we did. The hen house, we've got a hen house, I think it's 20 by 36, and it's good windows in it, and good, well-built building. And we probably run about 150 hens in there in the wintertime.
Okay.
Use lights on them, you get more eggs. The longer the day, the more hours they eat, the more eggs they lay.
Okay.
Get a winter production when the eggs are higher priced. Now they... It's a year-round project for most egg-producing plants. Anyhow, they keep a continual egg production month after month. Very little variation, I think.
It's a big business, isn't it?
Oh yeah.